on the other side of 8:30, and if you're tuning in on a wonderful Wednesday morning, the 4th of February, welcome to Radio Life and Style, welcome to Mike in the Morning, and welcome to my special guest for another weekly catch-up, Gavin Steinhobel, attorney at law, the man from Kloppers Inc. in Ballito, and on the microphone with us for a Wednesday catch-up. Gavin, thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, pleasure, Mike, good to be back, and I must say, it seems like it might be 2 or 3 degrees cooler today than yesterday, which we'll take.
I mean, if you say so, I'll go with it. It looks like, yeah, this heat, I mean, no real sign of it abating anytime soon. Mm-hmm. It's February now, so yeah, I suppose it's par for the course. Yeah.
I can't believe we've got 11 months left of this year already. It just every year just seems to go by a little bit more pace.
I'm telling you what, I saw someone this morning, first time this year, and I almost said Happy New Year to them again. I read, no.
No, stop it now.
Now it's really too late to be saying that.
This is probably the first year in several where I haven't written the date the wrong. You know, I'll still be putting 25 down till about mid-March, but yeah, so that's a good one.
Well, here we are now, 4th of February, and by the way, it's the first week of the new month, which means tomorrow is, just in case you are interested, Gavin, it's First Thursdays at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito, a new art exhibition opening at the gallery.
Oh, fantastic.
A whole bunch of wonderful, razzling stuff happening there to welcome in a new month. And, hey, we live in a cool place where things like that pop up on the calendar on a regular basis. Just one of the reasons why you returned home from Japan.
For sure, for the culture. Oh, there we go.
But lots happening nationally, not just locally, but today the petrol price drops, I believe, by quite a bit.
The rand's gone under 16. So
hey, rocking.
That's a good thing for us, well, for the country in general.
And on the very local, you know, like North Coast business and property front, how is the year shaping up already from your perspective? I mean, you kind of have a feel on these things.
Look, Mike, a lot of fantastic things are coming off this year. You know, we've got, you know, the Fairview Estates development, which was done, you know, on Nick Jordan's land, was very much the idea that you'd have small holdings, you know, 2 to 20 hectares.
Yeah.
And a lot of people bought into that. They bought themselves a nice big piece of small holding, built lovely sort of country-looking cottages and things on them, and barns and that sort of lifestyle that you can't have in town. And some have livestock even, and are planting crops like macadamias, and it's a sort of like it's a very sort of attractive lifestyle, and it really took off. It was the first phase of Fairview was a great success, and now they've gone on and they're extending it by adding the meadows and orchards and so forth, and they've gone down to 1 hectare sites, which is still a big site.
Wow.
And that's selling very well, so those will be being transferred during the course of this year, and we're very excited about those projects. There's a lot of interest, a lot of buyers, and it just seems to be a good option for people, you know, in this area.
It's a really interesting model, and that sort of that country farm style living within a stone's throw of civilization.
And, you know, yeah, if you need a hospital, it's 15 minutes away, and you need an airport, it's 20 minutes away, and so forth. So, yeah, it really is. You're remote, but you're not remote at all. So, it is an attractive option, I think. Ultimately, especially, you know, for a certain, when you're in a certain phase of life, and you want to start doing things on your own terms and not have neighbors pressing in on you, it's a good option. Or even if you've got small kids, I mean, they're basically going to have farm life growing up, so that's that's very attractive, and I think it was a very good idea in inception, and it's remained a good idea, and it's very popular.
And obviously in this part of the world where you have a lot of green fields, what was maybe historically sugar cane might have been converted to something else, macadamia, but now, you know, you've got large parcels of land that could potentially lend themselves to future development. It's a model that I'm sure we're going to see expanding and being
well.
Adapted.
Yeah, the thing about, you know, a low density sort of project like that is it does leave margins for wildlife to live in. So, you know, it is a it will eventually be a haven for bird life and you know, buck and so forth. So that's, yeah, that is awesome. And vervet monkeys, sadly.
Gavin, you're going to see the phone line's going to be lighting up here. Well,
nobody pulling your leg.
But you're absolutely right that this is kind of the biodiversity friendly approach to development.
Yeah, and we've also got the Rivoli Estate, which is sort of likely to start kicking off this year as well. And that's basically behind Mshlali School and up along the road going off to Sharker's Kraal. Wow. And that's going to include a new high school.
One that's been talked about for a long time.
Yes. So that looks like it's in the offing, and there's a lot of, you know, there's some commercial and some residential in that development.
That's amazing.
Obviously, we're going to see Club Med cracking on, and I'm aware of a lot of interest in the land around Club Med because that'll be basically a catalyst to unlocking all of that land and developing it.
So the next chapter is looking really interesting.
Yeah, the development space in on the North Coast is looking fantastic. You know, a lot depends on the national picture. You know, is our politics good? Is our economy good? You know, with the rand strengthening, you're getting a lot of, you know, it's good for people that, you know, that trade that way.
Mm.
But at the same time, I think we also saw recently that expropriation case in Ekurhuleni, which the state withdrew, the municipality withdrew rather, and that means that the will and possibly the legality of the whole concept of expropriation without compensation is taking a knock. And I think ultimately that when that act gets challenged, it'll be thrown out because it's directly contrary to the provisions of Section 25 of our Constitution. Now, if we get rid of that, that's a bar to investment. You know, people go, well, I can't invest in a country where property rights aren't secure.
Yeah.
Right? And the second bar to investment is BEE. And I think that's also on its way out. You know, you can't, if you're going to tax capital on arrival, capital simply won't arrive. And we do need capital. We need foreign investment. There's a lot of money that would come into this country if there weren't hurdles put there by government. And the country has got all the potential in the world. You know, it's got very low growth rates at the moment, and that's going to improve. It's got a fairly cheap currency to come in on. And so I expect that the opportunities that present themselves in the North Coast and the Western Cape, there are definitely people, speculators, who would love to get involved and will get involved. And I think the political landscape is going to change so drastically this year that we will see the changes that we need.
Wow. Well, look, just yesterday, an announcement being made. Apparently, it was kind of leaked, and today there's going to be an official statement in Durban delivered by John Steenhuisen, who's led the DA since 2019. Several outlets reporting that he won't stand for another term at the party's elective conference in April. That's according to people familiar with the matter who've asked not to be identified, as the information isn't formally public yet.
It's unsurprising. You know, he's quite a rousing speaker, but I think when you look at the bungling of the foot and mouth in South Africa, which should have been nipped in the bud, and government was sort of sleeping for 18 months on it, and now it's a real issue, you know. And I mean, I know several dairy farmers in the Camberg, and it's terrifying if your entire herd could be decimated overnight. So the farming community has for a long time been neglected by our government. And, you know, when Steenhuisen was appointed to this position, everybody, all the farming sector, were quite excited because finally you had somebody who didn't have a great deal of antipathy towards white farmers. And but that didn't transpire. And I think also just generally the government of national unity and the role that the DA has played in it has almost legitimized a continuation of the ANC's way of doing business. And I think, yeah, definitely new blood is needed there. But, you know, it reminds me a lot of the National Party, the ANC. You know, it all started off well-meaning. And then towards the end, just morally, they lost their constituency where, the average South African is a fairly conservative and moral human being. And when you've got a party that's been behaving immorally, that's thoroughly corrupt and incompetent, at some stage you lose your constituency. It's just natural. Mm. And I think the ANC's gradually over time lost their constituency. So it'll be interesting politically to see who steps into the breach. You know, there's no obvious contenders at this stage. The DA seems a little bit rudderless. You know, they've got their... I'm assuming the chappie from the Cape, the mayor of Cape Town, will be the new leader of the DA. He'll do this. But it's just not clear at this stage. And, you know, Julius might be off to finally put on the overall he deserves, swap the red one for an orange one. And and then, you know, that's the end of that party, because it's charismatic and it's all centered around one person. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't know what Herman's, you know, what Herman's position is, but I think he's never really garnered many votes, so I can't imagine a great resurgence. I think probably the real thing that's going to happen in this country will be the obvious number of people who stay away from voting because they just have no party that they believe in, which does give opposition parties a good chance, because the ANC have always been very good at mobilizing their voters, and if they stay away, they're just going to basically hemorrhage more.
Well, Gavin, when you decide to throw your hat in the ring and form your own party, will you make the announcement here?
The problem is then you have to consort with politicians. And as I say, if you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas.
Oh, my word. Well, we'll leave that one for the vet. As we look at the year ahead and the week ahead, do you see any opportunity, anything that's sort of... In terms of the mix of what's on offer on the North Coast, and you're talking about all these exciting developments, where is the gap, do you think, the low-hanging fruit or the sort of the market that isn't really being catered to, that maybe is an opportunity for an investor looking to bring a new...
Yeah, I think the Arcus boys, and they brought in a concept of very affordable... first property that people could afford, flats, and they built them really well, and they have a high quality.
So more of
that. Getting good bang for your buck. I think there'll be a little bit more of that. We certainly need to cater. You know, a lot of people have, for example, young children, and traditionally, if you had young children, they definitely couldn't start out in Ballito. Mm. They'd have to go somewhere else, and so now at least your kids can probably afford a small flat and get started in Ballito, and they can be nearby if you want them nearby. And and then there's the so that market is pretty good, and I think they've had really really good success. Baldwins have had good success here as well. They've built a lot, and it's all sold, so I think that market's pretty covered. There's a fairly even spread. I mean, that caters to almost all property buyers. In it depends where you are in life, But I think the best thing for anybody is just to start. Buy a property, take the strain. It's forced saving. You're getting it back on the growth in your property value, and it's money you probably would have squandered. So after 10 years, you'll have something to show for your efforts, whereas if you hire a property after 10 years, you'll have nothing to show for your efforts.
Well, if you're taking the plunge, or you're doing the investigations, and you want to have a good legal man in your corner to help you with all of the legal stuff, the paperwork, the conveyancing, the whole thing, talk to Gavin Steinoble and the team at Kloppers Inc. in Ballito. Gavin, where can we find you? How can we get in touch?
Yeah, we're down in the village behind the, as I said, the bottom spa. there's a great big signage. We're in the Ballito Center. You'll see the red signage as you drive past on the ground floor. And that's where we are.
Fantastic. And you'll be clopping back into the studio next Wednesday for another weekly catch up and more coffee, hopefully, Gavin. Thank you for
good
this.
Good to see you, Michael.
Always good to catch up, Mr. Steinhobel.